Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Dr. Kevin Morse, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Good morning, Kev.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, doctor.
How are you doing?
Got a little allergy thing or something. It seems like whenever I walk in here in the last, since springtime, you know, I get this phlegmy throat thing going on. And boy, the listeners have fun listening to that.
Yeah. Not unusual, though, when you go into a new building or a new home or new things that have just been freshly painted and new carpeting. That's not unusual at all.
Well, we've been here a year. Is it related to the allergy now? I mean, am I allergic to, like, Mark Carman or Vivian, who's in this morning?
Yeah. Well, you know what you have to do is you eliminate one of them, and then you see when the symptoms get better.
Easy.
Like, eliminate one, and if it's still a problem, I bring that one back and eliminate the other.
Correct. Correct.
Well, that's okay,
Mark.
Sorry, Doc.
Yeah, doesn't look good for Mark. Hey, listen, we're doing something this week which I think you're going to be interested in, and you can actually jump in right now. Wednesday on WGN Radio's Facebook page. Facebook page is WGN Radio. You can participate in Facebook Live with Dr. Kevin Most. You'll be here, right?
Yeah, I'm going to come down night bright and early, and we'll show you a little bit of technology and what's going on there. Then we'll talk about summer health and you know what we can do to protect our skin and our bodies and whatever else you guys want to talk about.
Go to our Facebook page, WGN Radio, on Facebook, and you can ask your question now. Can you do anything else on there? Is there games to play or something, or is it just to ask questions now?
I think we can figure something out. We'll probably keep it more straightforward, no games, but, you know, I guess we'll find out.
Won't be long, Doc. You'll be able to get yourself vaccinated by Facebook.
No kidding.
Hold your arm
up. Just wait.
So anyway, that'll be good. That's Wednesday morning. What time are we doing that, Joe? Super Joe?
Same time as today, 6:40.
6:40 on Wednesday morning, Facebook Live with Dr. Kevin Most live in studio. And by the way, you're always, you know, I've told you this forever. Anytime you have to come down for one of these ridiculous meetings you have to go to because you're the boss and everything, just come on over. Just cut some extra time in and come on over. You're always welcome here.
Yeah, we try to not call them ridiculous meetings.
Did I say that out loud? Why am I projecting my feeling about meetings on you? I don't like meetings. That's just me.
All right. Oh, that's great.
I'm not helping, is what you're saying.
No,
big picture.
No.
Well, Father's Day was a week ago, and, you know, dads ought to be pampered like moms. That's, well, okay, maybe not quite as much as moms. But how good are men at taking care of themselves?
Awful. I mean, just to speak it in simple word, you know, we'll take better care of our car, better care of our lawn, better care of our golf clubs than we do our body. And we'll do everything we possibly can to try to put off anything that might be related to health issues. And men should be sitting there going, you know what, he's right. You know, I've put this off, or I put that off, or I haven't had my colonoscopy. I haven't done those things just because we're men and we procrastinate when it comes to health-related issues.
And the downside to that is stuff gets worn out as you get older, or stuff can come up at any age, and then you don't know what's going on because you're not taking care of yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. We change our oil in our car to prevent a major problem. We, you know, check things around the house to make sure we don't have a major problem. Same with healthcare. You know, we've talked numerous times about the importance of early detection in many different diseases, and if we get early detection, they're much easier to treat than some that are very difficult to treat if we find it way too late.
How do we change this? Nag them and poke them and yell at them? Yeah. Is that the way to go?
Yeah, I really do. I think it's either nagging or I call it persistent encouragement.
Well, that's different than nagging, isn't it?
Correct. It sounds nicer. But we really need to. You know, the wives, the significant others, the kids, it's important for you guys to, we'll use the word nag, you know, and use it selectively. Try to find an opportunity to nag him about his health-related issues. And there's some simple ones that you can do, and it can really make an impact.
Mark Carman is here, and Mark, does Chelsea nag you to take care of yourself?
Yes, she does, Steve. In fact, I did get a letter in the mail that I'm due for my next colonoscopy, which is, I guess I had one in 2014, so coming back around again, we got some family history, so I'm really looking forward to that. And
take your doctor out to dinner first. It makes it less awkward.
Right. That's Doc, can I ask you about intermittent fasting? Is that a thing? Do you recommend it? Will it help me?
You know, it's very big right now, and I'm a proponent of it. Intermittent fasting is trying to fast, you know, stop eating all your food essentially at 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and then don't eat again until 8 the next morning or 10, so that the body has to use some of its reserves at that time. It's a very popular thing right now, and it gets us away also, Mark, from that late-night bad food eating, whether it's a bowl of ice cream, whether it's chips, whether it's popcorn, whatever it is. So intermittent fasting right now is huge, and I'm a fan of it, to be honest with you. I think both for weight loss and as well as for your heart disease.
So there you go.
All right.
All right. So when it comes to men being nagged by the women they love or the people they love in their lives.
And I don't like that word either.
Nag?
Yeah. Why
are you nagging me about the words I'm choosing?
When men to women, what did they do? Advise?
No, we asked nicely. They were told we're wrong, and then we shut up.
It's nagging. I don't like that word.
How about persistent encouragement?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. That's much better.
P.E.
We're not nagging. We're just like pushing them a little bit because they need the help.
What about something sweet? Like, I love you too much to see you die stupid.
Yeah, sauce it up a little bit.
Yeah, and it shows that you do, that you care, that you do want them, that individual around. Because we will put it off. We all have to be honest. We'll put it off as long as we possibly can.
Well, the other thing I said is, look, we respond to responsibility challenges, and if you say to a man, look, this family needs you, and we need you to take care of yourself because we need you. That's the thing I think wakes up men up, a lot of men anyway.
And are men more uncomfortable going to the doctor? I feel like
they are.
Yeah,
you wouldn't believe the stuff they
do.
Women
don't care. It's like they see
it's
all.
It's insane. You walk in there, there's stuff going on in there you wouldn't even imagine.
Yeah, come on.
I'm curious, Doc's advice on you know, I got a dad in the 90s. He doesn't want to go to the doctor, and you know, now
what could go wrong?
Right, exactly. Yeah, they're afraid to go because they don't want to know what's next. And he's going to the bathroom now, like every often. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I'm glad I waited till he was 90.
There's nothing wrong with me. Yeah, why don't you go get that checked out? I don't know. I don't know what your recommendation on that is.
I go to the doctor a lot, but I've got a couple of very serious medical things that have popped up in the last 10 years. So my finding, Kev, Dr. Most, is when I go to the doctor, I generally get, I don't know what I'd call it, information on the things that I should be concerned about, and therefore you can act on that. Again, what's the proper word? Information that would keep you alive. It seems fairly logical, Doc, because when you sit around, I'm not knocking Carm's dad, he's a great guy, but when you sit around waiting for the bad news not to happen, it's like not opening up a bill. You still got to pay the bill.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, Mark, your father at the age of 90, it's comes down to a point of the inconvenience of some things, right? So if he's urinating more frequently, it could be his prostate health. Well, at 90, are they going to do a lot about that? Probably not.
Wait,
but
Doc, aren't you the one they're supposed to be encouraging to go?
No. But they may, because a young, believe me, we have young 90-year-olds now. And then other things like diabetes and urinary tract infections, those would be the three big things that I'd be concerned about there.
Right.
And those can all be checked with a very simple doctor's appointment.
There you go.
Very simple doctor's appointment.
Have you volunteered to drive him?
I have. This was he's calling today. We're getting him in there.
Okay. Good.
That's the plan.
All right, good. All right, Doc, we come back. We'll get more into this and, other stuff. How about that for a tease, huh? You young broadcasters listening? We'll get more into this and other stuff. Stick around. Obviously, you need to listen to this show. And Dr. Kevin Most, Facebook Live, live in studio on Wednesday. Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Back to Dr. Kevin Most. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. A bunch of allergy questions popped up since I was whining. Can you do a Zyrtec or an Allegra or something every day?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a non-sedating antihistamine, and many people do take them every single day because they have allergies that are going to be year-round versus just they have some that have seasonal. So if you're allergic to dust or you're allergic to some other things that are going to be there all the time, you can.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so we talked about men being terrible patients. Men are not indestructible. We talked about how to best get them to do what they need to do. What is the number one health thing you see with men who come in? Is it high blood pressure?
Heart disease. Yeah. So it's heart disease, which includes blood pressure, includes weight, includes diabetes. So that's the number one thing here. So everyone should know those numbers. They should know what their blood pressure is. They should know what their weight is. And those are some things that are simple and you want to know because they're silent numbers, right? I can't look at you and tell you what your blood pressure is. But if I find out it's high, I know it's doing damage to your heart, doing damage to your kidneys, doing damage to your eyes. So it's something that can easily be controlled for medications that cost pennies a day.
And why is salt and limiting your salt intake so important?
Yeah, sodium is going to increase your blood pressure. The body's going to retain more water, and it's going to have to work harder. So we're going to try to get away from the salt shaker. You know, we tell people, take it off the table. And for men, you know, if the family member takes it off, I can assure you, if you have food that is spiced with, right, herbs or other things, that they're not going to get up to look for that salt shaker. So it's really important that we find other ways to flavor food than with salt because of the damage it can do.
Got a recommendation?
You know, I'm a big fan of two main diets, the DASH diet and the Mediterranean diet. Both of them use spices and herbs instead of salt, and they also teach you how to eat properly. In both of those diets, not only will you lose weight, you have much better chance of decreasing your risk of heart disease, but it also protects you from osteoporosis. It protects you from some cancers. If you look at people in the Mediterranean, you know,
like the
Italy and Greek, yes, absolutely. Their chance of heart disease is so much lower than ours, and it all comes down to genetics as well as their diet.
Vivian, you agree with that? The Greeks are the best?
100%.
Yeah. Are you Greek?
Yes.
Oh, what a coincidence. Cancer, of course, kills men as well. Colon cancer in particular is something men avoid because the symptoms are not something pleasant that you want to talk about. But the minute you feel your body telling you something, that's when you got to go, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And for colon cancer, I give the example, you know, even if you're not a sports person, talk to your husband about Eddie Olczyk, who has been, you know, one of the biggest colon cancer advocates and has shown that not only is colon cancer hitting earlier in life, but it also can be treated. And if you've seen Eddie on the horse racing things recently, you know, he's cured. He looks great, and he's the success story for screening and treatment for colon cancer.
Yeah, and the fact is, when all of us who know Eddie got that news initially, we were pretty concerned because it did not sound promising at all. And he listened to the doctors. He got very serious about the treatment from the moment it happened. Didn't like it any better than anybody else would, but got it done. And as you said, he's now able to enjoy his life and do all the things he wants to do, which yeah. You can have that taken away. What about prostate cancer?
You know, prostate cancer, the controversy there obviously is the value of the PSA test. You know, everyone should have at least one PSA baseline test. And then after that, it should be a discussion with your doctor as far as when's the next time I need to screen, what's the value change that I'm going to be looking for. But that comes down to some personal things because the PSA test is not exact and it's not great.
Well, you don't have to have the biopsy if it's suggested as a possibility, right? I mean, if
correct. You know, the doctors are often going to do watchful waiting and do an exam and then also do the blood tests again before they run into start doing biopsies. Yep.
And finally, immunizations. Do we need them as grown men?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a great one, too. I think this is one that, you know, it's something as simple as getting a shot. But I'll tell you, if you haven't had shingles, and it's too bad Dave's in Italy, he would tell you how uncomfortable it is.
Well, I saw my father go through it.
Yep, getting that shingles shot, you know, around the age of 50, getting the pneumonia shot. We have 155,000 people die from pneumonia every year. This is something that we can prevent with two simple shots, two pneumonia shots, and then actually the flu shot. So this is where spouses can lead by example and get that done. And also I say they can lead by threat, saying, you know what, if you get sick, I'm not going to take care of you. And we know that men can't even figure out how to take Tylenol when they're sick.
Well, not all men.
Most of them.
Some of the cap I need help with.
Right.
All right. So one more thing before I let you go. But first, a text question from a listener. Previous heart disease issue treated with medication. Occasionally get a stitch sort of pain in my chest. Goes away shortly. How do I know if it's indigestion or something more serious?
Yeah. You know, those little catching quick pains are often muscular versus heart. But definitely, if they've had heart disease in the past, they should definitely make sure that that's followed up. But sometimes those little twitches are usually muscular pain between the rib cage than they are heart pain.
And if it's a serious heart problem, your heart's going to let you know, right? It's not going to go away.
Correct. Yeah, it's you know, people that have, you know, chest pressure, shortness of breath, things along those lines, versus a quick little sharp pain. Those are the ones we're more concerned about.
What do you want to say about Alex Trebek?
You know, just amazing. You know, we talk about pancreatic cancer and how terrible it is. He appears to be doing extremely well. Now, these are all reports from him, not on any medical journals, obviously, but that he is, you know, close to being in near remission, which would be unbelievable. And his tumors have shrunk dramatically. You know, he's at 4 months out with a disease that has a very high mortality rate between 3 and 6 months. So very encouraging, and I like to hear those stories, and you hope that it continues.
And any support you can lend to the Pancreatic Cancer Foundation and research with pancreatic cancer is huge. We'll see you Wednesday for Facebook Live in studio.
You got it. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care.